Today we begin the sixth parak of Maseches Peah, and we're going to be doing Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of the sixth parak of Maseches Peah. Says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim, Hefker La'aniyim Hefker. Beishamei says that if a person makes something Hefker, but whereas normally when you make something Hefker, it's completely ownerless, and therefore anybody is allowed to take it, in this case, a person is trying to modify his Hefker. He's trying to say that I'm making this Hefker, but only insofar as Aniyim are concerned. That Aniyim are allowed to take it, it's ownerless as far as they're concerned, but it's not hefker as far as Ashirim are concerned. If an Ashir comes and takes it, he's going to be stealing it from me. That's going to be considered stealing. So Beis Shammai says, that works. That actually counts as hefker. Tos Yontif points out that the word hefker is misspelled over here. Hefker is with a pei normally, and over here it's with a beis. So Tos Yontif points out, Perusho kimo hefker with a pei, and he quotes from the Rash that way. Sheshneim habeis vapei mimotzei asafa. They're both sounds that are formulated by one's lips. V and F are both formulated by the teeth on the lips, and therefore it's considered to be interchangeable in that sense. Tos Yontif further quotes Ramban in Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim that on the pasuk Bikoros Tia that Ikra Lashem Bekol Makom B'Mishne B'Beizu B'Shasa Chlifu B'Pei, that for whatever reason, even though Beis and Pei are somewhat interchangeable, typically what you're going to find is that in the Mishnayos it's with a beis, and in Shas they switch it with for a pei for whatever reason. So anyway, so Beis Shammai says that hefker laniyim is considered to be a valid hefker. Where does he get this idea from? So the Bartanura explains that what does it mean? So it's hefker. The fact that it's hefker. What's the halachic nafkamina of it being of it counting as hefker? So obviously it means that aniyim are allowed to take it. That's first and foremost. Although the chora, even if it didn't halachically have the status of hefker, but the Bailam is just not makbid, and he's giving it to any ani that wants to take it. So it would be the same result. An ani would be allowed to take it because the Bailam is allowing the ani to take it. So no, there's another nafkamina over here, and that is that when an ani gets something from Hefker, or when anyone picks something up from Hefker, it's pater and trumas amaisros. So if an ani picks up this item, is that considered to be like a matana from the balabais, in which case it's chayiv and trumas amaisros, or is it considered to be something that was acquired from Hefker, in which case it would be pater from trumas amaisros? So that's what Beis Shammai's chiddush is, that it has a din of hefker, and therefore the ani is not going to have to give trumas and maisos. Where does Beis Shammai get that from? So the Bartanura explains, because it says by leket and by peah la ani v'la ger tazovo sum. So why does it say? Does it have to say tazovo sum? So lamen al ziva acheres tainu hefker shehi kazu, that it must be that there's some other form of abandoning something, namely hefker, that's just like this. That mazu la aniim v'lo la ashirim, just like this is only for aniim and not for ashirim. So too elsewhere, where what we discuss elsewhere is only for aniyim and not for ashirim, meaning so too hefker could be just for aniyim and not for ashirim. However, Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel lomar meinu hefker ad sheyufker af la ashirim kishmita, that something is not going to be hefker unless you're mafker it for everybody. You don't get to decide where your hefker goes to. When you're making an hefker, you are removing any rights of ownership from it, and therefore it is completely ownerless, just like shmita. When it comes to shmita, Shemitah is not one of the matnos aniyim. It's not just that aniyim are allowed to come into your field and take whatever grows there during the Shemitah year. Anybody is allowed to come into your field. It's sort of by Ari Bergman has a formulation where he likes to say that when it comes to the matnos aniyim, so that's giving. That's a matana that you're giving to the aniyim. When it comes to Shemitah, it's sharing. It's that it belongs to everybody, that it's hefker, that there is no earmarking of Shemitah produce. So that's just like Shemitah is for everybody to be able to come and take it, so too when it comes to hefker has to be for everybody. Where do we know that there's a link between hefker and shmita? So the Rav points out, because the pasuk says vashviz tishmatenu v'nitashta matal melamim v'nitashta lamen al tishacheres tainu hefker shika shviz, that the extra word in the pasuk that describes shmita tells me that there's some other mechanism that mimics the mechanism of shmita, and that is the mechanism of hefker, that just like shmita is laniyim ula ashirim, so to hefker is laniyim ula ashirim. Second machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, says the Mishnah, kol omrei hasada shel kav kav. kav, ve'echod shel arba'as kavin. Let's say you have all the bundles in your field are one kav bundles, and then you have one bundle that's four kavin, ushchacho, and you forgot the four kav bundle, the bundle that's four times larger than every other bundle in your field. So Beishamai Yomrim Eino Shichcha. Beishamai says such a bundle cannot be Shichcha. Ubeisilom Shichcha. Beisil says such a bundle absolutely can be Shichcha. Meaning the assumption seems to be that since it's so large, it's so much bigger than all the other bundles, you didn't really forget it. Because at some point, meaning we can be confident that, you know, if let's say you left it behind somewhere and someone was watching this, so the person would say, oh, when's he going to come back for it? Meaning you know that the person's going to come back for it because the owner is going to get home and he's going to say, where's my gigantic bundle? I must have left that somewhere. So he's going to go and retrace his steps and look for it. Whereas if he's got hundreds of bundles that are all the same size and he forgets one of them, he may not notice that he's missing it. So he's not necessarily going to go back for it. And therefore, it's not a real shichcha, according to Beis Shammai, because we were confident the entire time that you will return to try to find it. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, but right now you forgot about it. And if right now you forgot about it, then it has the status of shichcha. Next Mishnah, Ha'omer Mishnah Beis. Ha'omer Shu Samuch Legapa, Legadish, Lebakar, Lekelim. Let's say you have a bundle of grain, but you left it in a very well-defined spot. You left it right next to a gufa, which is a wall. The Bartanur says it's a gedra avanim seduros zu'al zu below tit. It's a wall made of stones that are arranged one on the other, but without any cement holding the stones together. Or you left it next to a gadish, to a stack of grain, or next to your bakar, your cattle, or next to your kalim. The kalim are the kalim that you use for plowing the field. And you forgot it out in the field. You forgot this bundle out in the field. So Beishamai Omrim Eino Shichcha. Beishamai says that is not Shichcha. Ubeisil Omrim Shichcha. Beisil says, yes, it is Shichcha. You forgot it, and therefore it's Shichcha. Why does Beishamai think that it's not Shichcha? Just because of where you left it? Just because you left it next to something that you're interested in retrieving? What makes it not Shichcha? So the Bartanura quotes two opinions over here. Number one, he says, Pluktai de Beisham Beisilel, Ba'omer Shehichzik Po Lo Licho Li'ir, V'nasom B'tzalagafo B'tzalagadish Shichcha Shan. He says, you have to make an akimta in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you picked up the bundle to bring it to the city, and you just put it aside for a moment in this location, in this secure location, and then you ended up forgetting it. Normal shichcha is where you never picked it up to bring it to the city in the first place. Normal shichcha is you just left it there. But over here, you picked it up to bring it home. You picked it up to bring it to the city, and then you put it aside, you know, next to the wall, next to the fence or something. So that's where Beishamai Omrim Eino Shichcha Rashari Zachabo. Beishamai says it's not shichcha because you already picked it up. You already made a kinyan on it. You already tried to take it in order to bring it to the city. So that's why it's not shichcha. Whereas Beis Hillel says that yes, it is shichcha. That's the first interpretation of the Bartanur. Then the Bartanur says pirush acher. Another interpretation is, why does Beis Shammai say it's not shichcha? No, we're not talking about a case where you picked it up to bring it to the city or anything like that. No, it's a regular bundle and you just left it next to a very known location. And the fact that you left it next to a known location, to a recognizable spot, that itself means that you're very likely to remember it. I mean, just like in the last mission we said that if you have a bundle that's four times the size of any other bundle, you're probably going to come back for it. If you have a bundle that was left next to a Dover Mesuyam, you're probably going to come back for it. You probably didn't really forget it. Whereas Beis Hillel says, kol zman that you didn't pick it up, it's still going to be shichcha. If you did pick it up, then in a chinami, it won't be shichcha. But kol zman that you didn't pick it up, I don't care where you put it, it's not going to be shichcha. So these are the two interpretations of the Bartanura as far as how to understand our Mishnah. So if you look in the Mishnah Rishona on the bottom of the page, Mishnah Rishona says the first interpretation is very difficult to accept because it requires making an okimta in the Mishnah that the Mishnah never said. The Mishnah never said we're talking about a bundle that you've already picked up to bring to the city, but the first interpretation of the Bartanura assumes that that's the case of the Mishnah, and only in that case, so you can have Machlokas, Besham, Beis Hillel. But if no one ever picked it up, then it's for sure going to be Shichcha. Why would the Bartanura be forced to say such an interpretation? So then he says, you know what? The truth is, both of these interpretations you can't blame on the Bartanura, because they both come from Yerushalmi and from a Tosefta, where Rabbi Yoshua says, like the second of the interpretations, and Rabbi Lazar says like the first of the interpretations. It happens to be the Rambam in the Perashah Mishnayis mentions Rabbi Elazar's interpretation, which is like the first interpretation that the Mishnah Rishonim doesn't like. He says, I don't understand. Why would you say like Rabbi Elazar's interpretation? Why would the Rambam choose that one? The Lashon of the Mishnah fits much better with the second interpretation, with Rabbi Yeshua's interpretation. V'lo od, says the Mishnah Rishonah, el del pirush harishon tzarech lomer dan nachei tzalagafa goremes sheyeshicha. According to the first interpretation, you somehow have to say that even though you've picked it up, the fact that you placed it next to a fence makes it shicha. And that is a svara tamuahi. That is a very strange thing. Why would you say that? If I've already acquired something, I've already picked it up, I already decided to bring it home, just because I put it next to a fence, that's what makes it shicha? Adraba. The placement next to a fence should have been what prevented it from being shicha. In the second interpretation, that's what it is. It's that Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai says it's not shicha because you put it next to a fence. Whereas in the first interpretation, it's not shicha. The only reason it wouldn't be shicha is because you picked it up. Only placing it next to a fence might turn it back into shicha. And that's very, very strange, says the Mishnah Rishonah. So those are the two interpretations of how to understand this machlokas. So again, to summarize what we learned today, Mishnah Aleph taught us two machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. First machlokas was, can you be mafkir something just for aniyim? Where Beis Shammai said yes, Beis Hillel said no. Just like Beis Hillel said no, because you just like shmitas for everybody, so two hafkas for everybody. Second machlokas in the first Mishnah was, if you have one bundle that's four times the size of the other bundles, Beis Shammai says that it can't be shicha because you're going to come back for it, whereas Beis Hillel says it can be shicha. And then Mishnah Beis, we had, if you have a bundle that you place next to a very clear marker in the field, next to a wall, a stack of grain, something like that, where Beis Shammai says it's not shicha, and Beis Hillel says it is shicha. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.